So text 22, page 38. So shloka. Evam sarvatma sambandham nabhyam padmam harer abut tatra brahma bhavad bhuyash chaturvedi chatur mukha. Chaturvedi chatur mukha. So this verse is about the divine lotus, right? Padmam. The divine lotus, which springs from the navel pit of Vishnu, is in every way related by the spiritual tie with all souls, and is the origin of the four-faced Brahma, versed in the four Vedas. Another way to say that. The divine lotus, which appears from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, is linked in the relativity of all souls. Four-headed Brahma, the knower of the four Vedas, takes birth within that lotus. So the original, sometimes we meet, just kind of a side point, sometimes we meet people, Mr. Dwivedi, or Mr. Trivedi, or Mr. Chaturvedi, but actually the original Chaturvedi is Lord Brahma. His name is given here, Mr. Chaturvedi, Chaturmukha, Mr. Chaturmukha or Chaturvedi, so he's the original Chaturvedi, the knower and expounder of the four Vedas. Purport. The same divine lotus, originating from the divine person, entered into the hidden recess, is a superior plane of aggregation of all individual souls. Another way, basically, all the souls live inside the lotus, and then one comes out, that's Brahma. That's told in the purport, just in a summary. In that lotus stem are all the souls. And then one pops out the top of the flower, that's Brahma. And then all the rest of them start to come out and like that. And they get their bodies. And this verse will discuss a little bit of that. I'll read that sentence in a different way. That lotus, which is the residence of all the jivas, appears from the Purusha avatar known as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, is omnipresent within the universal forms. Okay. I'll read more. The second sentence. The four-faced Brahma, the image of self-enjoyment, derives his origin from the prototype Brahma, or Hiranyagarbha, the mundane seminal principle, who regards the aggregate of all mundane entities as his own proper body. Another way to say that. The personification of worldly pleasure. Right? The personification, you know, the embodiment of worldly pleasure. The four-headed Brahma is born from the original prototype Brahma called Hiranyagarbha. Brahma, who represents all the jivas in conditioned bodily existence. As we said that in earlier verse, Hiranyagarbha is all the jivas for all the universes. And then from Hiranyagarbha, Brahma, then other Brahmas expand, and then he sends the jivas into the different universes. That was a previous discussion. Now, the delegated godship, this is from the book, the delegated godship of Brahma, as well as his being, the dislocated portion of Krishna, are also established. I think I looked up the word dislocated. The word dislocated. Dislocated means break the normal connection. In other words, located somewhere else. Disrupt. He's separated. Separated portion, you could say. In other words, this sentence can be said like this. Thus, the position of Lord Brahma is herein explained. He is a god of delegated power, in other words, like demigod, He is a God of delegated power, and he also has the property, or the characteristic, of being part of Krishna as a separated portion, Vibhinamsha. So that's the verse and purport. See what our discussion is here, 22. It's the bud of the lotus flower. The bud of the lotus flower is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as being the sum total form of the fruit of activities of the living entities. And that's also repeated in this verse. This is a note from Bhakti Chaitanya. So this, we're reminded again in this purport of a previous discussion that this Brahma comes from the prototype Hiranyagarbha Brahma, who regards all the living beings as his body. We discussed that before. Says, the image of self-enjoyment, right? In the third line of the purport, four-faced Brahma, the image of self-enjoyment. So we translate that as the personification of worldly pleasure. So Jiva Goswami gives some small discussion on that. You could read. In other words, Brahma is the original enjoyer. And the term he uses, it's interesting. He said, Lord Brahma is the Boga Vigraha. Like we have the Archa Vigraha or the Archa Murti. I mean, the form of Archana means puja, worship. So the form of worship is the Archa Vigraha or the Murti. The form of Krishna, whom we worship in the temple. So the form of enjoyment is the Boga Vigraha. Like sometimes we joke and say, oh yes, before I joined ISKCON, I was receiving teachings from Swami Bogananda. You know, sometimes we make a joke like that. Some bogus Swami Bogananda. So, Lord Brahma is called he's the Boga Vigraha because he gives birth to so many persons and he is the master of the 14 planetary systems. Lord Brahma is too busy to perform Krishna Bhakti because he's creating varieties of enjoying situations for all the living entities in the material world. Hiranyakashipu performed intense austerities because his real desire was to become Brahma. Because he thought, well, Brahma is really, he's the Boga Vigraha. He's the biggest and best enjoyer in the whole universe. So when he performed his austerities, he wanted to post to Brahma. And Brahma said, I can't give you that. And then, so it went on like that. So he wanted to attain the post of Brahma in order that he would experience more enjoyment. Because controlling so many persons is also a type of enjoyment. It's called Ishvara Bhav. This, you know, this is in Brahma, this Ishvara Bhav. Dasosmi. Right? As we say, I'm your servant, right? We're supposed to be servants of the servants of the servants. But we act like enjoyers of the enjoyers of the enjoyers. So we say, Jivera Swarupaya. Krishnara, Nitya, Dasana, Das, Gopi, Bhartu, Padakamalyar, Dasana, Dasana, Das. I am a servant of the servant of the servant, the master of the gopis. But I'm thinking that everyone should serve me, and every situation, and every environment should serve me. So, Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to become Brahma because there's a certain rasa and taste and pleasure in controlling many persons. It's Ishvara Bhav. Everyone has this to a minute degree. But we should replace Ishvara Bhav with Seva Bhav, which means the mood of service, the mellow of service, Seva Bhav, which is to submit to Guru and Gauranga and be controlled by them. So that's a little bit about this point in verse 22, image of self-enjoyment. Any questions? I think we'll start 23 tomorrow. Someone asked the question, which Brahma is this that spoke to Brahma Samhita? And the answer was given, different Brahmas are creating in different days and kalpas, and the Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't specifically describe which Brahma it is. So it's not clear, but it's one Brahma. Tomorrow we'll discuss text 23 and 4, hopefully. You'll be attracted. Krishna will guide you in your heart, because Krishna is in your heart. And he knows what he wants, what eternal service he wants from you. So he will guide you appropriately. Ishvara sarvabhutanam Ridesh Arjuna Tishtati, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, Yancharudayamaya. He's driving. So as he sees you advancing towards perfection, he will give you appropriate sarusanga. Ado shraddha, when your shraddha becomes sufficient, then the super soul will take control of your life for the spiritual purpose. And the super soul will guide you to what? Sarusanga. What type of sarusanga? Narayan Bhakti Sarusanga, Ram Bhakti Sarusanga, Krishna Bhakti Sarusanga, Gauranga Bhakti Sarusanga, Asat Sarusanga, Nari Saru Sarusanga. So many types of sarusanga. That's done by the super soul. And then in sarusanga, there's Shravanam Kirtanam, then there's Bhajana Kriya, and there's Diksha, and then you get particular mantras, and then everything starts to become revealed. But it starts way back when with the super soul. When you turn to the Chaitanya Guru and say, "Help! Help! Help! Oh Krishna, help me, guide me, save me, lift me, pull me, accept me. Oh God, I'm yours, I'm yours. I don't want it anymore. Please take me. God, you're my master, you're my father, you're my friend, you're my servant, you're something. Anyway, help me." Everybody that's at least a little bit pious has some idea that God is the father, or the friend, or he's a good guy, or something. So that's Ras. That's some idea of Ras. And as you get more Sukriti and more purified in heart and consciousness, then the super soul will take an active role in your spiritual evolution and create amazing situations and give you wonderful association to provide the fulfillment of your heart's desire. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki.